Week over week, we've been seeing an increase in our cash cattle market. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, starting Wednesday into Thursday, we start seeing some cash cattle prices around the upper Midwest. Brad Coima is with Coima, Coima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. He agreed with our cash cattle market essentially in that 230 to 32 area.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's been very impressive. Certainly, cash has been a leader in both the live cattle and in the feeder cattle. You know, but to dig just a little bit deeper, I thought that the nuance there is interesting. Again, that this week, or rather last week, was similar to the week prior, where we had midweek strength already, and it started in the north. You know, we do still have this regional imbalance of supply created largely by the fact that the Mexican borders closed. Had 11 straight months of record low placements in Texas, for instance. So numbers are very, very, very tight there. Okay, we've got some cattle in the north. We've talked a little bit that we've even felt at times where maybe we're just a little bit, you know, a little struggling with a little bit of inventory that's maybe a little too big or a little bit bigger than what it's been anyway.
And Brad pointed out it's important to sit back and look at the factors driving this cattle market.
What I thought was interesting is it seemed like the Packers, you know, decided, well, it's going to be tough to buy the cattle in the south. Let's make sure we get what we need out of the north in the middle of the week already before somebody else gets them before we do. And they were pretty aggressive. So last week, we had a huge movement of cattle out of this area. I felt very good about the cleanup of the supply. I felt very good about the fact that we moved a lot of these little bit bigger cattle that guys have been sitting on for a while. So I feel like we're in much more current, better shape here coming into this week, Keith.
So we'll see how this week's markets finish out, especially on the cash side of things. Now, next week, you throw in markets will be closing early on Christmas Eve day. And then markets closed all day Thursday, Christmas Day. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.